This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. We know that yoga can train the body, but what can it do for the heart and soul and the mind? Rainforest Yoga has some workshops to help you get in touch with your inner self. Joining us now, we have a couple of devotees. Tammy Davis, you're the president and long-term Rainforest Yoga instructor. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having us, Shelley.
Sure. And Jo Marie Alba, board member. Hi, Jo Marie.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Jo Marie, let's start with you. How long have you been a member of the board of Rainforest Yoga? What was important to you about joining?
Oh, I am brand new to the board. I believe I started in March was when I joined. When I was approached by the current board members, they asked me and I immediately said yes, just because Rainforest Yoga, when I first moved to Juneau, welcomed me like immediately day one. And I liked the idea that they offered a pay what you can option for students entering the studio. And when I first would go to the studio, I was a college student. So money was, pretty strapped. And as I continued to go, I saw that the instructors were not really there to make money. The instructors were for sure there to increase the yoga community in Juneau. And they knew I was a student, and all of them said, like, Jo Marie, don't worry about paying. We're just happy that you're here. And years later, when they finally asked me, they're like, do you want to join the board? I said, yeah, of course, I would love to. I want to give back to the community that, has helped me in so many ways.
That's wonderful. And what does yoga do for you? How did it maybe help you through those mean student years?
Oh, in so many ways, I learned how to be more present and to really it helped with a lot of my anxiety that I experienced as a student, because my mind's always just like constantly on about needing to do this or that project or this or that homework. And going to two or three classes a week, it was like my chance to just sit there and be completely present, not think about anything else other than just thinking about how my breath felt in my lungs and how this particular stretch was doing for my body. And it was really just a nice opportunity to reset.
And that's great. Also joining us, we have Mary Capobianco. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm glad you could join us. Also a member of the board for Rainforest Yoga. So thanks all three of you for being here today. I know you want to talk about some workshops. Before we get into that, I just wanted to ask, how are things going at the studio? Are you currently open for in-person classes?
Who wants to answer that?
Oh, I'll take that. This is Tammy Davis, and yes, I am the president of the Rainforest Yoga Board. And Rainforest is hanging in there. We are a nonprofit, a 501c3 nonprofit yoga studio, I think the only one in Juneau. And we do have classes going now. We have a virtual class on Monday evenings. And we have a Thursday evening class with a long-term teacher. So sorry, Monday night is with Bev Ingram. That's a virtual class. Thursdays with
Lindsay Bloom.
Thank you. Sorry, her first name escaped me. Lindsay Bloom. She's a long-term teacher also. And then I teach on Sundays at 10 a.m. We also have a new teacher coming on board starting on November 2nd. And so we're happy to have her. Mary, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit more about Alicia's new class.
Please go ahead.
I'm sorry, who are you talking to?
Mary.
Unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot of information about her new class, other than it's going to be in the studio. You have to be vaccinated. You have to wear a mask to come. And having gone to a class earlier, I've been doing, like most people, virtual stuff, and did go to a couple of classes that were open for if you were vaccinated and you would wear a mask. And I was kind of concerned about the mask, and it turned out to be not really an issue at all. And so I just kind of wanted to put that little plug in for those who are going, I can't, you actually can, and it's not all that bad. And so, I think it isn't as bad as it seems. So,
Does Rainforest Yoga specialize in a certain type of yoga?
No, it doesn't. We've got classes of various styles, different lineage. I know Lindsay's class is considered a forest yoga class, and that's the lineage. Bev and I probably have some similarities, just in that we have a background in Iyengar yoga, so very alignment focused. I sort of add in an element of vinyasa, which is a little more physical, a little more active.
Alicia's class, our new class that we are going to start offering next month on Tuesdays, her classes are going to focus on restorative yoga and gentle yoga.
My favorite kind of yoga.
Yeah. So not specific to the studio, but more to the instructor.
Right.
Great. And I think one of the things,
Please go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think one of the things that I have appreciated about going to the classes at the yoga studio, Rainforest Yoga, over the years has been that each of the teachers that you have is more than willing to adapt whatever they're doing to what you need or what you can or cannot do or don't feel like you can or cannot do. And so I think it makes it really welcoming and makes you feel very safe about what you're trying to do.
That's great. Well, you're also here today to talk about some upcoming workshops. These sound really exciting. I know this is the second time that your two featured instructors have offered this workshop, and it's virtual. So tell me a little bit about what Serena Miller and Carly Forrest, probably no relation to Forrest Yoga, are going to be presenting in their workshop.
Well, the name of the workshop, I'm just going to start and then everybody else can kind of roll in. The name of the workshop is Deepening the Marriage of Mystery and Meaning. And it will be on Friday night from 5 to 7. And then there will be two sessions on Saturday, all live streamed, all virtual. Sarana has done a virtual workshop through her place in Haines for the past year and a half during the pandemic. And focused on, you know, being mindful of where you are, being respectful of where you are, being respectful of your body. So I think that combination of the two of them with a little bit of the kind of meditation along with the yoga is just a nice way of kind of easing into fall, settling yourself down as we, you know, because fall is the time when we kind of settle everything down. And I think that's a really nice way of helping for those of us who sometimes need help, you know, relaxing a little bit, relaxing into it. So I'm not sure what else you all want to talk about Sarana in the workshop.
The date.
Just add that it's November 12th and 13th. So again, Friday and Saturday, with two sessions on Saturday. And Rainforest Yoga has a long relationship with Sarana. She's done in-person workshops over the years, and then, as Mary mentioned, virtual teaching. Last year, she also did a virtual workshop through Rainforest. And for all of the singers in Juneau that maybe don't tie yoga with singing, Sarana does some lovely kirtan, which is yoga singing, basically chanting, but with song. And she has a lovely voice, and it's a really nice way to connect your voice, mind, body, spirit with the group, even if it's virtual. And just a really nice energy. I haven't practiced with Carly Forrest in the past, so I don't know much about her except for what they've provided.
Jo Marie, what would you add?
Sure. I wanted to add that the times for Friday, it's at 5 o'clock, and for Saturday, November 13th, they're at 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. I also wanted to add that to reiterate, the workshop is virtual, and each session is $40 for members of the studio, and it's $45 for non-members.
How long is each session?
2 hours, I think.
They're two, yeah.
Yeah.
2 hours with usually there's some kind of little break in there, and you can always, I mean, obviously, if you're in a virtual thing, you can, you know, take a break if you need to.
Carly Forrest is also billed as being an endorsed Insight yoga teacher and an accredited Enneagram teacher. What are both of those things? I'm getting a lot of head shaking.
That's a great question.
We'll have to come back after the workshop and answer your questions, Shelly. Sorry.
I do know a little. Go ahead.
No, I just know I went to a part of one of Carly's workshops in which she does kind of guide you through some meditation and really talks about, or at this particular thing, you know, talked about kind of ways of thinking about things, ways of looking at things, you know, ways of bringing some of that stuff inward. And so, to the other questions, I don't have any answers either.
Well, are you all hoping that folks will sign up for one individual session, or is it the idea that you would take all three as a series over the course of the weekend?
I think they're designed so that you can, you know, buy all three, come to all three. That would obviously be, you know, what I think the workshop providers would think would be the best result for you. But I know people have very busy lives and have families and everything. And so if you only feel like you can dip into Friday night, you know, the beginning thing, that's great. If you can only dip in, you can't go Friday, but you can go one or both on Saturday, that's great also. So it's designed when you register, you can register each of them as a separate unit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, when we were only doing workshops in person, I can tell you Friday evenings were always sold out. We don't really, a lot of us don't work in our workplace anymore. We don't necessarily have the same 9-to-5 crunch because of COVID. So maybe we don't feel like we need to decompress so much on a Friday, but that's usually a lovely way to kind of sink in after a busy week.
I would argue that sometimes working from home is just as stressful and compressing. And it's nice that you can just go from maybe, you know, sign off on your workday and sign on to a yoga session. I love that. It's not all been bad. And again, the dates are November 12th and 13th. There are three sessions. I found your website to be very clear with all the information. So I would urge our listeners to go there if they want to find out more or register. Will the studio be adding more classes in the future? I know we talked a little bit about Alicia. How do you see the next 6 months unfolding?
Well, we have the new instructor coming on in November. We're working on getting additional workshops with people from, we have a woman who is has been here before doing a workshop, and we're working with her on trying to do something in late March, and then something possibly in January with another instructor from Anchorage. And who knows, maybe by March, the end of March, when one of them is coming, maybe we'll be able to do a workshop live. We don't know, but we're kind of pursuing that. So I think we would like to have more classes and serve the community more. Part of it is just with COVID and everything, you know, it's been a challenge like everybody else has to provide services and be safe.
Right. Well, I really appreciate you talking with me today, Jo Marie, Tammy, and Mary from Rainforest Yoga. Thank you for sharing all that information. Best of luck with the upcoming workshops. Is there anything else that anybody wants to share before we say goodbye today?
Yeah. totally. So I would like to add that our classes are pay what you can. To do that, you can go to our website, which is rainforestyoga.org, or you can find us on the MindBody app. In the past, when the studio was pretty much all drop-in, patrons would come in and drop their money into the basket. And because of COVID and the limitations that we have on the studio, we ask students to pre-register, and you can do that by selecting to pay the suggested fee on the website or select zero. And then when you arrive to the class, drop in whatever dollars that you can into the basket. If you are a member of the studio, you can purchase classes at a reduced rate where it's about $100 for an 8-class package. So that reduces the cost of a drop-in class by about $2. If people are interested in becoming members of the studio, they can pay a $35 annual fee. And the money that we utilize that money to generate, to pay for studio operations, teacher trainings, bringing in guest teachers. And we also utilize a part of that membership revenue to offer scholarships to our members. They can use that to pay for workshops as well. What else? Oh, and you can find us upstairs from the Gold Town Nickelodeon. So you go up the stairs, go down the hallway, and we're on your left side past the Shambhala Center. And yeah, rainforestyoga.org, or find us on the MindBody app.
Excellent. Well, thank you again so much, you three, for checking in with Rainforest Yoga. I always love to hear from you all. So thanks so much.
Thank
I hope you have
so
a great
much.
Afternoon.
You also. Thank you so much.